Hi, this is Erica Mills. Welcome to the Language Lab podcast. I'm sorry. Two words that we say and have a relationship with. I have been intrigued by the words I'm sorry for a long time, possibly because I'm Comerican, born in Canada to American parents. And in Canada, you hear the word sorry all the time, like much more frequently than you do in the United States. For instance, if you're in the, you know, queue to get your coffee from your favorite barista and the person, you know, someone leans in front of you to try to reach it, in the States, we would usually say, excuse me. In Canada, it's much more likely they're going to say sorry. You know, sorry to put you out. I'm leaning across you. Hope that's not uncomfortable. So it's used more frequently. And I guess for that reason, I'm more aware of it. I've had, I must confess, an epically bad 2 to 3 weeks. I won't bore you with the details, but let's just leave it at epically bad. So, and part of that is because I've taken on too much and I have had to say I'm sorry for things. Moving too fast and not being able to cover all my bases. So I find myself saying this word a lot, and thus I've been ruminated on a little bit. But it really has always been on my radar that this word is treated differently. So it's treated differently at the national level. And it's also treated a little differently, obviously, at the personal level. So if we look at the definition of sorry, what was interesting to me is the first definition is feeling distress, especially through sympathy with someone else's misfortune. I was sorry to hear about what happened to your family. I don't know why it surprised me that was the top one, but I think partially it has to do with the fact that on a sort of day-to-day basis, we hear it more in the context of you know, feeling regret or penitence. You know, he said he was sorry, he had upset me, and also used as an expression of apology, right? This is the Canadians do. You know, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry about the whole creamer and, you know, lunching in line in front of you. So it has a lot of different meanings. Vicki Williams, who was an intern for Klaxon and still is, wrote this really interesting post, and she actually delineated between two types of failure, right? Because you can see the correlation between the words I'm sorry and failure. And her distinction is illuminating. So she breaks it out into routine failures. And so these are things like you're going to try new stuff, and that's a good thing. And it's not all going to work out, right? We're human. Things happen. So, you know, if the coffee machine breaks down or, you know, a volunteer moves away, that's not something to apologize for necessarily because it's not really a failure. She juxtaposes that to more serious failures. So situation of, you know, at an organization level, mismanagement, ethical breaches, right? These types of things. And then, of course, you can translate that to on a personal level. Sometimes you really mess up and you have to say you're sorry. So she gives a breakdown of how of an effective apology, which is really interesting. And then I saw another breakdown, sort of the anatomy of an effective apology. And that's the one, you can read Vicki's post to take a look at her breakdown of it. And then this other one, what was really striking to me is how much it really led back to Brené Brown's work on vulnerability, which I did a podcast a little while back. And when you connect these dots, it becomes really clear why we are super afraid of genuine apologies, because the thing is, the person may not reciprocate, right? So you may say, I'm sorry, will you forgive me, and how can I make it better? Which all three of those pieces need to happen in order for true repair to happen. And the person on the receiving end, you know, you may get crickets or like, I'm not ready or whatever. That's scary, right? That's really scary. So, you know, one thing to say, I'm sorry about the creamer. I'm sorry for all these sort of day-to-day things. But when it comes to genuine apology and thinking about that vis-a-vis failure and vulnerability, I think there are some really interesting connections to be made. Also, as an interesting aside, I put the word sorry into the Wordifier, Klaxon's tool that looks at all the nonprofit websites and lets you know which ones you should use and not use based on prevalence. It comes up as yellow, meaning that it actually is used by a fairly significant number of organizations on their websites. So I haven't dug into like in what context they're saying I'm sorry, but there is an overriding thing. You know, I talk about this a lot when I work with organizations. We use the word just. You know, we're just trying to make the world a better place. We're just trying to eradicate extreme global poverty. We're just trying to make sure that all kids are educated. You know, just as that little itsy-bitsy apology. So I may dig in a little bit more on that and how organizations are using the word. I hope that you have not had a string of weeks where you find yourself apologizing. I also hope that if you do find yourself in a situation where you feel like you need to apologize, that now you maybe can think about it in a way that gives you a structure for doing it that is effective for whatever you are apologizing for and allows you to move forward in a jubilant fashion. I hope you have a spectacular week, and I will look forward to talking to you next week.